Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, this week we're going to be talking about how to help yourself through the holidays. If that is a challenge for you this time of year, I get it. I had no clue before I went through hard in life how painful the holidays can be for some people. To kick it off today, like we have all month long, I want to focus a little bit on our Savior Jesus Christ. My family has been doing something so fun this year. I saw on social media somewhere back in October, it's JesusAdventCalendar.com, and it's this Christian cute lady in, I think, New Zealand. And I ordered her words of Jesus, and it's like a Christmas countdown in a way. And if you know me at all, I love Christmas countdowns. And so I was like, naturally, I have to get that. And it comes with jute and little clothespins. And then every day of the month is a word that Jesus goes by in the scriptures, a name that he is, or a title that he's given. And so every night, then she has like this PDF that she sends to you. And every night you get to read something about the Savior and that particular name that pertains to him. How cool is that, right? So if that interests you at all, JesusAdventCalendar.com is the website. So go check that out. I'm not getting any kickbacks for that, but you should really, I love the spirit that it's brought in our home. Something that I didn't know, it was in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Do you know what Emmanuel means? It actually does mean God with us. So I had no idea. In the Hebrew language, the translation is God with us. How cool is that, right? That he came down and was born and was a God amongst us. And I really loved how beautiful that was. And it was like, oh my gosh, I've heard Christmas songs my whole life growing up, but I never really grasped what Emmanuel meant, and the title and the translation from Hebrew to English, what it really means. And so I really loved that. The next one that kind of threw me off my schedule for the month, I had something different to talk about today. And through personal experience, the last little bit, and this day 13 was a title on the Advent, and it was Man of Sorrows. And it says in Isaiah 53:3, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of sorrows and familiar with pain." And I just thought how perfect that is, and how relevant it is for those of you that are hurting right now and you're going through a holiday. I completely understand the hurt and pain. And for me personally, it's been a very challenging couple of years. And all I'm going to say is, not to get too many details, but I have a fractured relationship with my daughter, and it is really painful and unsettling and hard, and it has really made amplified grief for my boys and myself, and an extra challenge emotionally on our heartstrings, and it's been extremely difficult. I made bread last night, and I got a new pan. We just went on a trip my sweet, amazing in-laws surprised the boys and Todd and I, and we went with Clint's brother to New York, and it was so fun. And so anyway, in New York Cakes, this fun store, I bought this loaf pan, and I needed one more, this certain size, because I usually make 6 loaves, a double batch of this bread. And so I made some yesterday. Well, I must not have greased the new pan enough, but anyway, it wouldn't come out and very well. And so Todd, my husband, took a picture. And he's like, which one of these isn't like the rest? Because here's all these beautiful loaves and then this like squished crazy loaf. And, you know, and I was defensive, like, hey, it's still beautiful and it's still going to taste delicious. And as I sat on the couch, I just, you know, I've kind of been flat lately because of that fractured relationship. And not even lately, but the last a long time, it's been really difficult. But I sat there and I'm just like, I feel like that loaf of bread, like that messed up, crappy looking loaf of bread some days. But aren't our ingredients just as good? Isn't the taste of that bread just as amazing? It is. And from the outside, you know, you might think you look like this. Others might, you might think, have this perfect loaf, their whole perfect life. But really on the inside, they could be this squishy, messed up loaf. But that doesn't take away from who we are. We're God's creations. We're divine. We're incredible. We're amazing. Even if we don't come out as we think we should be. As I've struggled immensely with this fractured relationship, you know, I've gone to a lot of, back to a lot of my basics, a lot of my roots, with that experience, with this experience from previous experiences, which is right. My, history, my help with clients, you know, is helping them connect to their deity, helping them connect to heaven. When you do that, when you know you are part of something bigger, it gives you strength. But that doesn't mean the hurt doesn't go away. And it was really, I remember, really overwhelming in the month of September for me this past year. And it's, you know, I've got birthdays for both of my oldest children. We've got Clint's birthday, my late husband. I've got Clint's death day. And, you know, with this fractured relationship, it's really made a lot of heartache and hurt. And I was just unsettled for a long time. And I just was, it was hard to keep feeling like that. And I just went to God and was like, please help me. I don't want to feel like this anymore. But how can you take that, you know, take that away when, you know, you're a mom and you never can take away those, you know, those feelings and longings that you have and those hopes and dreams that for your children. Right. And, I remember I work at the temple on Fridays, and God, this thought came to my mind, you know, Be Still My Soul by David Archuleta. And I was like, that's weird. As I'm crying all over the place and looking special, if you're watching my YouTube video, but I got out of my shift. I went into my car and I put on Be Still My Soul by David Archuleta that I'd never heard before. There's no way that was my own thought. There's no way that that wasn't from God. And I sat in the parking lot and I just poured hot tears like all over. And that was September. But since September, I've listened to that song like so many times on repeat, right? Probably 50 times. And so I keep going back to that. So I wanted to give you today 3 things that can help you get through the hard of the holidays. If you are experiencing grief, pain, hurt, a fractured relationship. And so my number one is music that connects you to God or your deity. When you do that, it will help soothe your soul, help bring peace, help bring comfort, and help you to know that you're not alone. And when you know you're not alone, right, you can be strong, be because you know it's not just your own strength you're using. Number two, give yourself grace. And I know you've head up my website before, Happiness Advocate, and my whole MO is, you know, you can find joy and happiness, but sometimes it's okay to be sad. It's okay to have that hurt and pain and talk about it and move through it, which number three is sharing your feelings. Like, you've got to share your feelings. I am so blessed and grateful that I am in a healthy relationship and a marriage, and I have somebody to confide in and share my heart, and likewise in my profession and my business is coaching and mentoring. If you need a safe person, you can hit up my website, CamilleBauer.com, click on that and sign up for a free consultation with me. I would be honored to help you walk through your hard. But you need to give yourself grace. I teach a grief course, and one of those is depression versus, you know, versus grief. And it's just like, people want to hurry and throw pills at you, right, to get you to feel better. And it's just like, no, you got to sit in that. Like, you would be an abnormal, insane, crazy person if you didn't have hurt feelings and loss and feel that heartbreak, and you weren't devastated. Like, congratulations, you loved somebody so much that you have that, those feelings, right? And I just want you to remember giving yourself grace this holiday season. If you have sore, painful, fractured relationships, things in your life that aren't perfect, like that perfect loaf, it's okay. And sharing it with somebody that's close to you, that's a safe person. And I hope this year ends for you in a peaceful, peaceful way. And if it doesn't, know that my three steps can help you. And I know because I have experienced it, I have walked the walk, and I can talk the talk, as well as helping others, you know, helping my clients get through their own hearts. So if you're listening on Christmas Eve, Merry Christmas. My heart goes out to you. I'm grateful for my Savior, Jesus Christ, the man of sorrows, and that he is a God among us, and what strength and empowerment that brings when you really remember that when you're in those hard times. And I know that to be true from experience through my hard times, especially as a Christian. You know, it's been an anchor to me and my heart and my soul to help pull me through a lot of difficulties in my life. And I'm grateful for that knowledge, for that experience that has made me who I am and helped me to solidify my belief in Christ, in my higher power. And if you're going through something hard, this is your opportunity to connect to heaven, to connect to your higher power, and find out for yourself if he's really there, and or she, or whatever that looks like for you. And this is an opportunity for you to learn and grow and be more compassionate for others, if anything, going forward, that, you know, are going through challenges, that we need to not judge people if they don't turn out like all the other loafs, as we think they should. So anyway, I hope you have a beautiful day.